Told me yesterday I'd be here, I wouldn't believe you. I was so sick. I've been sick all week. Yesterday I stayed in bed all day. Wednesday I was in bed all day. Thank God for y'all's prayers, people who's prayed for me. The power of God, He's still in the healing business. I tell you what, if you have your Bibles, turn over to Romans chapter, chapter number 8. It's good to be in the house of God. And boy, I'm glad I'm saved.
Amen.
Romans chapter 8. We'll get started here in a minute. And if I have to cough or whatever, slang, if I have to sling snot, we'd just be going. Romans chapter 8, beginning verse 35, it says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come, nor height or depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day. God, thank you for a touch. God, feel better. Help me now, God, that I don't call for nothing, Lord. I pray, dear God, this message, Lord, would be just what you told me to preach. God, I feel that it is and feel good about it in my soul. I pray, God, you would help someone here that needs help. And we all need help, Lord. If there be one here lost, they might get saved. I pray, oh God, you drive back the opposing powers of hell all day, Lord. Just give us a great day in the house of God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I want to preach to you on... You got a little song everybody knows, and I was raised in Lutheran church. Still, they sung that song, is Jesus Loves Me. I'm going to preach on Jesus Loves Me, this I know. That's what I want to preach on this morning. And, you know, when you was a kid, growing up in the church, and the little kids here, you know, they all sing that song, Jesus Loves Me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Let little ones to Him belong, they are weak, but He is strong. But yeah, I'm going to tell you what, a lot of people don't know what love really is. You don't know what love really is. They use this word love loosely today in this world we live in. Many young couples, they'll say, I love you, but sadly to say, they should be saying that I lust after you. They don't know what the word love really means. True love will remain long after the thrills of lust as it disappears. I tell you what, when you love somebody, I use me and my wife, for example, and these other people here, we've been married for 40 years. And I'm going to tell you what, they've been to ups and downs and been seeing things out of things, didn't know what was going to happen the next minute. But thank God that love was true love. I'm telling you what, she stood beside me all these years and took care of me, and I stood with her. Thank God Jesus Christ stayed with me. Jesus Christ loves me. The word love is not used lightly. I'm telling you, He loved you all the way from the time you was lost. And done with that, God, He still loves you. Thank God. Love. Gee, I believe the word love, buddy, that's that agape love, it's just something, boy, that just so much of it is known only through the experience of salvation. I mean, the love, the experience of salvation, as I was lost and undone without God, wicked and vile with everything, and God saved my soul and cleaned me up and showed me what kind of love He had. Boy, that's love. That's love. He said, for God so loved the world. If God so loved the world, and I tell you what, it still baffles my mind. It baffles a theologian's mind. It baffles people's mind. For God so loved the world, He sent His only begotten Son. Why would He send His Son down here for somebody so wicked and vile as me? Why would He give His life for me? Why? Because He loved me. That love, I tell you what, I can't imagine the love that He's got for me.
Yeah.
Loves me so much.
Yes,
God. So, I tell you what, this love here. Yeah, I know Jesus loved me because this love cannot be contained. Hey, it can't be contained. It says over here in verse number 39, it says, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. It can't be contained. You can't put it in a box. You can't put it in a building. You can't contain it in a book. I tell you, this is the greatest love story this book is that you ever get a hold of. Many people want to read this filthy little novel books and all that. Read the Word of God to give you something. We'll talk about a love story, how Jesus loved you so much that He left the portals of heaven. He left there today and came down here and died on the cross just for you and me. That's a love story. You can't contain it. It cannot be contained. The extent of His love, how far will it reach? There's no cancellation of it. There's no condemnation of it. There's no containment of it. It cannot be contained. It cannot be canceled. He loved me and saved me forever. There's no... I gotta take this off. I don't do this much, but I'm hot. There's no kind of cancellation, no condemnation, no containment. Love grew. I'll tell you what, when He died on the cross of Calvary and He shed His blood, that blood grew. It went all over the world. Everybody who would accept it, who would cry out unto God, He was stable because of that unconditional love. That love. Love, I'm telling you, it ain't a love that's going to leave you standing one day with nobody. I tell you, when you're down and out, when there's nowhere to go, that love will still be there. Amen. Jesus Christ will be standing with you when nobody else will stand with you. That love cannot be contained. I tell you what, this love reaches all around the globe. I don't care if it's black, white, yellow, red. I don't care what kind of man it is. That same blood goes around and saves every soul. Yeah. He don't pick one and say, well, I can't save this one. He don't do right. He's not all right and he don't know everything. I can't save that one. Oh, thank God. If it had been that way, I wouldn't be saved today. But yet He come down and say, whosoever will. Whosoever will. Thank God. I'm glad I got a Lord that saved, Lord that loves me so much. He reached down into the gutters. He reached up into the grand places, the palaces. He even goes to the grave with you. I tell you what, yeah, he's going to walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Jesus Christ is with me. The extent of His love, the explanation of His love, how much can I understand? Well, in verse 37 in all things we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. I tell you what, the explanation of His love is more than it's more than anybody could do. His love goes where no other love goes. I'm glad I got a Savior. I don't have to look over there and see this old fat guy sitting there with his arms up there and I got to worship Him. I'm glad I ain't got to get on at a certain time of day and bow down and pray. So I'm glad I ain't got to do all this Hail Mary. I thank God all I got to do is say Jesus Christ. I tell you what, He's in my heart walking with me every day. Yeah. I can't get rid of Him. I don't want to get rid of Him. I'm glad He found me August 15th, 1976. That's 25 minutes to 9. Thank God I'm glad I'm saved. It's a love. I tell you what, this love will never leave you, never forsake you. And then you get the explanation of His love is more than conquerors. It's freely given was a total sacrifice, a total love. It was freely given. Tell you what, ain't nobody make Him lay down His life. He laid down His life just for us. It's a free gift. That free gift, you must ask for it. You accept it. And then you possess it. I tell you what, that free gift. When I got that free gift that night, my life life changed. I tell you what, there's something wrong with this world today. People don't change anymore. They say they're saved. They don't have no change in their life.
Right. Go ahead, brother.
According to the Word of God, He says you're a life of change.
Yes, sir.
He says I'm a new creature. All things are passed away.
That's right.
Amen. Hey, I'm not a new creation. Hallelujah. I'm a new creature. Praise God, I'm not that one that I used to be. With a filthy mouth, the filthy thoughts, the one who run with the world, that live by the flesh. I ain't that, I live now by the Spirit of God. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Jesus loves me, this I know. For the Bible tells me so. Thank God, I know the Bible. This is the Word of God. Because it said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So He was in the beginning with Him. He was up there with God. This is God. I tell you, you hold the Word of God in your hand, this is as close as you're going to get. I tell you what, thank God. And not only did we see the extent of His love and explanation of His love, we see the examination of His love. How much can I experience in verse 38? It says, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. Buddy, how can you get any more than that? There ain't nothing going to come between you and God once you're saved and born again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not going to kick me out of heaven. He's not going to take me and get up there and say, well, you didn't do this right. Get out of here. No, the only way to kick you down now is your brothers and sisters in Christ.
Amen.
I tell you what, now they don't mind stomping you down. You get down and out, and that's only it. But I tell you what, we're the only army that kills the wounded.
Yes.
I mean, we'll take our brothers and sisters in Christ and kick them down when they're already down.
Right.
And stomp them. That ain't the love of God. The love of God don't do that.
Right.
I tell you what, I'm glad Jesus loved me. This I know. And you know what? There's more verses to that right there. I tell you what, I've done a little studying on this right here. And this verse, let me get a drink of water. This, here, in 1860, it was written in 1860. And a woman named Anna B. Warner wrote the original verses to this song. And later, a guy named David Rutherford McGuire added some stanzas. And this word, she wrote this song because this, her sister asked her to write it. And because a Sunday school teacher, a little boy in his class was dying. And it's just what this whole thing was wrote about. Thank God that all down through the ages, this song, listen to this, I'm going to read some of this. It says, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him belong, they are weak, but He is strong. You know, that's mostly all you ever hear. And Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. And it says, Jesus loves me, this I know, as He loved so long ago. Taking children on His knee, saying, let them come to me. Jesus loves me still today, walking with me on my way, waiting as my friend to give light and love to all who live. Jesus loves me, He who died, heaven's gates threw open wide. He will wash away my sins and let His little children come in. Jesus loves me, He will say, stay close beside me all the way. Thou hast bled and died for me, I will henceforth live for Thee. Jesus loves me, Jesus loves me still, though I'm very weak and ill, that I might from sin be free, bled and died upon the tree. Hallelujah! I'm glad Jesus loves me! They don't write songs like that no more. Ain't too much in all this contemporary junk. Thank God, that's a woman that loved God that wrote a song. I'm glad He loves me and died on the tree for me. Thank God, I couldn't have done it. There's no way I could do it. There's no way you could do it. But yet Christ did it because He loves you. Can you get that in your head? He loves you today.
Right.
I tell you what, and we turn around and then do God the Lord wrong, but yet He still loves you. Jesus loves you. The examination of His love, how much can I experience? For I'm persuaded. He says, for I am persuaded. Oh, I am persuaded. Man, all these things, He persuaded that death and all this, nothing will come before me in the Lord. A powerful message is heard through the impact of the sound of Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound. I tell you, that day is a powerful message. Amazing Grace. Because it took Amazing Grace that they saved your soul. Yeah. Wicked and vile and rotten. And He saved your soul. Yeah. It's a powerful message. It's a personal message. It's heard at a moment of salvation. I can remember that night. I was sitting five pews back in the New Testament church. And I heard that powerful message preached. And I come down. And I knelt down at the right side of the altar. And I told the Lord I didn't want to go to hell. That's all I could tell Him. I done made a profession one time. But buddy, I didn't make possession. Hallelujah. I said I don't want to go to hell. And that great love of God, He seen me in that powerful message. And He saved my soul. Hallelujah. I'm glad I'm saved. Because Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me, this I know. For the Bible tells me so. It's not only a personal message, it's a partaking message. I tell you, seen in a moment of a sight, I was blind, but I cannot see. I didn't know where I was going, I was blind. But yet Jesus opened my eyes and made me where I could see that night. Not blind no more. You go around this world today, you see these people lost and unknown without God. You think, I wish I could just let them see you through my eyes just for a few minutes to see how things really are.
Yeah.
Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me, this I know. Thank God I know it. I'm glad I know Jesus loves me today. I tell you what, I was so sick yesterday. I was supposed to went hunting yesterday morning. And I tell you what, I got up at 4 o'clock, I said, ain't no way. And I called my friend, I missed a 6-point buck, but not going. A friend of mine, he said a big buck come down past where I was hunting, he shot him. I thought, my goodness, I was so sick, there's no way I could get out of bed. There's no way I wanted to go down there and get sicker and miss a chance to preach the Word of God. Jesus loves me. I want to be able to do something for Him. I can't do much, but God told me to preach the Word of God. And I want to preach what God bids me.
Amen.
Jesus loves me. I want to love Him. I want to do all for Him that I can do. And then not only Jesus loves me, He also loves me because I said it couldn't be contained and it cannot be compared. His love cannot be compared. In verse 35 it says, who shall separate us from the love of God? Who shall separate? There's no one, Justin, that can separate you from the love of God. Once you saved and born again, and you got the love of God in your heart, there's no one can separate you.
Right.
The devil will come to you and tell you, oh, you're not saved. You didn't do this. You didn't do that. But I'm telling you, when you accept Christ, He says, as a little child, you come to Him, and you ask Him to say, there's no one can separate you from the love of God.
Right.
Jesus loves me. This I know. Thank God. I'm glad I got a Word of God. I got the King James Bible. That is the Word of God. And I'm glad I'm saved and washed in the blood of the Lamb. And I don't have to go out and kill people to get up in heaven. I don't have to go around and say all these things they say, do what they do, because Jesus loves me.
Yeah, right.
Yes, sir. Jesus loves me.
Yeah.
I feel sorry for all those people over there going around in this world today and they don't know what it means that Jesus loves me. And then you got all these so-called preachers gets up in the big auditoriums and they tell all these people all this stuff. Just live. Live how you feel. Live how you, what feels right. Just live. That ain't what the Bible says. The Bible says you should live what Jesus wants you to live. Do what He had you to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
It's going to be a great reckoning day one day when all these so-called preachers get up there and they give an answer for all they've done. I tell you what, if you'll notice here in this verse, it said, verse 435, we notice, he says, who shall separate us? And ain't nobody. They cannot separate me from my Savior. You cannot do it. You might kill me. You might torture me. And I might say, I don't know what I'd say because I've never been put in. I might deny Christ. But He won't deny me because I've been covered by the blood of the Lamb of God. He don't put me down 1 minute and take me out the next. Thank God I'm saved today. I'm saved tomorrow. I'll be saved when the rapture takes place. Hallelujah. I'm there. I've been bought by the blood. They thought I've been washed. Hallelujah. I ain't gonna be taken. I ain't been washed I've been baptized. But I tell you what, that ain't what gets you saved. It's through the blood. I tell you, through the blood. Hallelujah. Thank God it's a Jesus Christ. And Jesus loves me, this I know. For the Bible tells me so. I tell you what, and then we notice this verse, he cannot separate us, cannot get away from us. And notice the person of this verse, us. Us! It's us! That's me, brother Rob! That's us! We saved by the blood of the Lamb of God! We're the person of the whole reason that he come down here and died on the cross for us!
Amen.
Hallelujah, glory to God! He come down here and died for me. Died for you. We're us. Thank God. I'm glad. He's a mighty God, a mighty Lord, a mighty Savior. It's up there today waiting to save you. And it's a partaking. I'm telling you what. It's a partaking message. And when the moment you got saved, your eyes was open. I tell you what, there's nothing that can be compared to that. I tell you what. That this story is a person of this verse. It makes me say I love to tell the story. I love to tell the story of Jesus and His love. If I get a chance, I'll tell the story. Why? Because it's a story to take. It's a story you should take out to this lost and dying world. It's a story you should tell this lost and dying world. It's a story you should trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Tell them to put your trust in Jesus Christ. That's what kind of story it is. It's a story that I'll never forget. It's a story. It's a reality that happened to me, that happened to you. Just think back on when you got saved. How your life was and then how your life is now. You said, but all the trials and tribulations. But I'm telling you what, it's all working for one thing. For the glory of God in your life. I'm glad I'm saved. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. He says this song. I tell you, I've heard it before, and I was reading it and looking at it, and I like this. Jesus loves me still today, walking with me on the way, wanting as a friend to give light and love to all who live. Thank God, hallelujah. I'm telling you what, He's walking with you every day, every minute of the night. Hey, have you ever woke up in the middle of the night and said, Lord, was He not there? He's always there.
Amen.
In the times when I'm suffering and hurting, and I'm crying, Lord, He's always there. He never leaves me.
Right.
Thank God Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. This verse here, if we notice the passion of this verse, And the love of God. I tell you what, in verse 35, it says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Who shall separate us? Nobody will separate you.
Right.
I tell you what, I'm glad. I'm glad I heard the Word of God. And I heard it preached in the power of the Holy Ghost. I'm going to tell you what, the passion of this verse, it's a love, it's a boundless love. It's a borderless love. It's a boundaryless love. I tell you what, there's no boundary to it. There's no borders to it. It's just always there, as far as it can go. You go into outer space, you can't get away from the love of God. They can try to go up in the heavens, which they have, up in the outer space and go to the moon. But I tell you what, God was there. God was there. I don't care where you go, God's there. You can't hide from the Lord. He's there, lost or unlost. I tell you what, it just blows my mind to think that when I was lost, all that I've done, the things that happened, come to one thing, to a purpose, for me to get saved and born again.
Amen.
Who would ever thought a little shy boy like me would ever preach the Word of God? I tell you what, it was all I could do to stand up in front of somebody. Most of the time I hide behind, you'll catch me a lot of times. I go to these preachers' fellowship and they say, let's get up here and all the preachers sing. I get up there and I try to hide beside somebody. Hey, God didn't call me to sing. There's a big difference, buddy. When God said, preach, now I'll preach the Word of God. But I tell you what, I don't want to get up and give no speeches. And I don't want to read stuff because I can't read good. All I know is I preach the Word of God.
Amen.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. I can't get that in my head enough. Can I get it in your head? Jesus loves you.
Amen.
Tell you what, I thank God. I thank God. And then number three, and I'll close with this. Jesus loves me. I know this, I know, because His love cannot be controlled. Hey, His love can't be controlled. You can't control the love of God. In verse 33 over here, in the same chapter, it says, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. You can't control the love of God or charge. You can't lay anything a charge to the love of God. Let me back up here a minute. Just because of His love, it cannot be controlled. And then we cannot be charged. Can't be charged. I'll tell you what, can't be charged because of it. It says there in verse 33, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Who's going to do it? Ain't nothing but the devil going to do it. And God, we know He's a liar. God said He's a liar, and God knows He's a liar. So how can He do it? He can't lay no charge to us. I tell you what, anybody goes around charging you, hey, that's the devil, that's what they are. Hey, I'll tell you what, you can't lay no charge to a child of God. Thank God. Yes, sir. I'm glad Jesus loves me. This I know. And I know it. I know He loves me. I know He loves me for what He's done for me from yesterday to today. How He made me feel better. How He made me well enough to get up here and preach. Thank God. Generally, I preach Him. When I preach, brother, most of the time I get the squeaking and everything else. Thank God my voice is better right now than it's been being. But go ahead. If it stay like this, just keep me this way. Let me be sick. Thank God then I can preach. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I just want to do the will of God. That's what I want to do. And then he can't be controlled. We cannot be condemned. He can't be condemned in verse 34. And it says, and verse 34, who is he that condemneth? He can't condemn you. The only thing that can condemn you is Jesus Christ. Look, they can't condemn you. They can't condemn you. This world cannot condemn you. They can try. They can say all they want. But thank God when it comes down to the record. Hallelujah. It's what's on that record. It's what you and Jesus Christ is going to count.
Amen.
Amen. I'm glad Jesus loves me. And then, in verse 35, we cannot be controlled. In verse 35, it says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or pearl, or sword? I mean, none of that's going to separate you from the love of Christ. So there's nothing that can separate you when you're saved, and you ask God to save you. I'm talking about truly getting saved and born again. Not none of this little stuff, a dog chewing you, chewing gum, coming out, smiling and laughing, and get up and, oh, look at me, just to make a profession. I'm talking about true salvation.
Amen.
Nothing's going to separate you. You're not going to be separated from the love of God. I'll tell you what. And we can't be conquered. And as I read a while ago in verse 37, nay, in all these things, we're no more than conquerors through Him that love. Hey, we can't be conquered. I tell you what, they can lock us up, preacher hot. They can take and put us in a dungeon somewhere. They can put you somewhere, but still the love of God is with you. I thank God. Old Joseph, he was put down there and locked up and everything else. But I tell you what, he still come out proclaiming God. You might take the missionaries over here and you might kill them or whatever. But I tell you what, they still proclaim the Word of God. And Jesus loved them. You can't control them. Can't conquer them. Can't conquer God's Word. I tell you what, then we cannot be confused. In verse 38 and 39, it says, For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor death. Now you listen to this. Now listen to it. And no death, nor death, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Hallelujah! Thank God! And tell me nothing can separate me from the love of God. Well, what in the world are we worried about it then? I mean, Jesus Christ, He's not going to separate you. Why do we get all worried and upset? Something comes across the news and you think, oh, what's going to happen now? Oh, look at all this is taking place. Hey, it's just the will of God taking place. It's what God said in the Word of God. That's what is happening. That's what's taking place today. All this stuff over there in Russia and China. And I've seen where the United States sent their ship, battleship, 12 miles from the China Sea or border or something. And China talking about it can start a war. But I tell you what, that the war may start and it's been in wars in the past. But I tell you what, one day there's going to be a big war going to take place. But we're not going to be here. We're going to be ones on the other side because the Bible doesn't told me, I'm on the winning side. I'm coming back one day with the Lord. And buddy, I'm telling you what, He's going to come back as King of kings and Lord of lords. And buddy, He's mad this time. He's going to wipe them all out. I heard something last night. I couldn't believe it when I heard it. Jack Van Impe. I tell you, I don't know if he's losing his mind in his old age. He says this world ain't going to be done away with. He said this world's going to stand forever. Buddy. My Bible tells me there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. This earth here is going to burn up. It's going to be gone, done away with. And I couldn't believe he said that. I tell you what, it's not safe. This earth, I don't want to be on this earth. This earth, I don't want to be here for now. But now I want to get out and go be with the Lord. And then when God comes back, He's going to set up a kingdom on a new heaven and a new earth. I tell you what, there's many things today people say and do that ain't scriptural. But Jesus loves me, I know that's scriptural. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. All right, let me ask you this. How's Jesus in your life? Jesus loves you, this I know, if you will, let the Bible tell you so. I'm glad today that I know Jesus saves me. I want to read this song one more time. Jesus loves me, this I know. For the Bible tells me so. Little ones through Him belong. They are weak, but He is strong. And this, the part, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. That guy, David Rutherford, wrote this part. And it says, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, this I know, as a love so long ago. You think about that. This is in the 1860s. I mean, years and years ago. They talking about the love of Jesus Christ. I mean, the love, you can't expound the love of Jesus Christ. You can't tell just how much He loves you. You can't go in there and tell all the great things about the love of God. All we can do is just barely scratch the surface. The love of God. Jesus loves me still today, walking with me on the way, wanting as a friend to give light and love to all who live. Jesus loves me. He who died, heaven's gate to open wide. He will wash away my sin. Let His little child come in. Jesus loves me. He will stay close beside me all the way. Thank God. Thou hast bled and died for me. I will henceforth live for Thee. Jesus loves me still, as though I am very weak and ill, that I might from sin be free, bled and died upon the tree. Ain't that a good song? Jesus loves me. I tell you what, I'm glad I know Jesus loves me. I tell you, I know that I've been saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. I tell you what, if I didn't have that assurance, I'd get saved today. I wouldn't leave this building today without knowing that Jesus Christ loves me. And He loves you and He don't want you to die and go to hell. He don't want you to end up in hell. And you tell people that and they say, oh, I'll be down there with my friends. Now, you won't see no friends. You might hear them screaming and everything. But I tell you what, you'll be by yourself. You'll be by yourself and it'll be so black. They say fire when it's so hot as it gets black. I'm telling you what, I'm telling you they'll burn. And can you imagine they'll have, I've been burnt before and that was painful. But can you imagine in their eyes and their mouth and they just breathing all that hot fire in them. And it's just burning, but it's not content, it's not killing them. It's not taking charge. I heard last night on the news, they found this person burning the house. They charged so bad that they didn't even know what gender it was. I'm telling you what, in hell, you'll burn forever and ever and you'll never burn up. That we let our children come in and out and we don't tell them about Jesus. We let our parents come in and out and we don't tell them about Jesus. We don't tell them about the fire that's in hell. Churches don't preach the fire that's in hell anymore. But I'm telling you, there's a burning, literal fire in hell. And it's burning now forever and ever you'll burn. Bible says hell hath enlarged itself. Every time I see a volcano, it makes me think, oh, that stuff's bubbling up, coming out, that lava, the earth, the inside of the earth is enlarging itself. Hell is real. Hell is real. Father, I thank you, Lord, for this service. God, I hope there's one thing people got out of it, that Jesus loves them. And Jesus loves me. I don't know why you love me, Lord, as much as I fail you. But Lord, I thank God that you love me. I pray, oh God, that you'd help me, God, to be what you'd have me to be. Help us as a church to love one another as Jesus also loved us. Help us, God, to take care of each other and help each other. We're all with God. This is our family here. I mean, our family's at home. Half of them, they don't care nothing about Jesus Christ. But God, I pray you help us with our families. I pray, God, you'd help us as a church going on for Jesus Christ. I pray, dear God, that you'll meet our needs in the days to come. If they fall, God takes and comes up that we suffer persecution. And God, we'll be able to stand for you. And we won't bend or bow to this world. I pray, oh God, as much as you loved us, help us to love you, Lord. Just a fraction of what you loved us. I pray, oh God, you drive back the devil. Help us, God, in Jesus' name. I pray, oh God, you do that, Brother Hyde.